Several state workers showed up at the Capitol yesterday to urge legislators to ratify the contracts, but it was Marty Beal, longtime director of the Wisconsin State Employees Union, who was the most adamant.
They still are elected officials. If they want to go Christmas shopping instead of dealing with state employees, so be it, but they will reap the punishment for that.
The contracts themselves include no raises and continued unpaid furloughs that amount to 3% pay cuts. They also call for members to pay more for their health care and retirement. Governor-elect Scott Walker has said he wants more concessions. Kenosha resident Deborah Pritchick showed up at a public hearing to testify against the deals. She told lawmakers that they should wait for Walker to take office.
Please do not tie the hands of our incoming administration.
Approval of the contracts is by no means a done deal. Outgoing Majority Leader Russ Decker has yet to call an extraordinary session to vote on the contracts, and he gave no signs yesterday that he would. It's left Democrats like Madison Senator Fred Risser contemplating ways to get around Decker. Risser says there are a couple options. One is to get half the Senate to sign a petition for an extraordinary session.
Another way, procedurally, would be to have the majority party, which is still the Democratic Party, select new leaders. You'll remember the leadership was changed during the session several years ago. It could happen again. I don't know.
The options Risser mentioned are far from ordinary. The fact that Democrats are even mulling them is a clear sign that the normally mundane contract approval process has taken a different turn this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.